Beacon Hill lawmakers worked into the early hours overnight, finalizing major pieces of legislation before the formal end of their session, including bills on gun control, economic development, and domestic violence. One of the measures pushed through under the wire is a new substance abuse bill, which sponsors say will save the lives of men and women addicted to heroin, prescription painkillers, and alcohol. The measure requires insurers to pay for any care a doctor decides is medically necessary, but insurance companies say that and other requirements are a mistake. More from WBUR's Martha Biebinger.
The legislature is responding to stories that seem to be on the rise in communities across the state. Stories of parents trying to revive children after a heroin overdose, of young people seeking treatment their insurance plan won't cover, and of babies born addicted to opiates. In outlining a House and Senate compromise substance abuse bill, Senator John Keenan from Quincy talked about his father.
He was a good, decent, hardworking man. He was a great husband, a great father, but he was an alcoholic.
He remembered an afternoon in the TV room when the Keenan's family told his dad he had to get help. The dad resisted, but finally agreed. Someone got on the phone and found him a bed in a treatment program that was paid for by the Keenan's insurance plan.
That very day, changed lives. My father had 26 years of sobriety before he passed away last year. He had 26 years with my mother, 26 years with his seven children and their spouses, and he had 26 years as a great papa to his 20 grandchildren. So this can work.
This is a requirement that insurers pay up to 14 days of overnight detox and rehabilitation treatment, as well as counseling, medication, and any other services a clinician says are medically necessary.
We're thrilled.
Vic DeGravio is president of the Association for Behavioral Healthcare, which includes most of the detox and rehab programs in the state.
We think this is historic legislation that meets the needs of individuals and families. So if somebody's ready to go into treatment, they can strike while the iron is hot.
As in immediately. The bill gets rid of the requirement that your insurer must approve an admission to rehab. That may sound good. Let the doctor and patient decide what's best without interference. And the Massachusetts Medical Society agrees. But Dr. Stuart Gitlow, president of the American Society of Addiction Medicine, says if the law establishes 14 days of treatment, then beds may fill up with patients who don't really need a hospital-type stay.
The vast majority of patients with addictive disease can be treated on an outpatient basis. And the vast majority of patients who are admitted to an inpatient facility can be discharged relatively quickly. There are only a few who actually need long-term care.
Gitlow suggests the state require that doctors and insurers follow medical guidelines based on studies of what works for different types of patients. After all, that's the direction the state set in 2012 when it passed a law to hold down health care costs by spending money wisely, says Laura Pellegrini, president of the Massachusetts Association of Health Plans.
You know, I know we have a crisis, and, you know, this has touched my own family, but I think what's essential in addressing the crisis is ensuring that we're putting evidence-based standards into practice so that people get the very best care and the very best results. This bill flies in the face of that and really starts to chip away at really the foundation of what we just tried to accomplish in 2012.
There is no estimate for how much these new insurance mandates will increase premiums. But Therese Murray, for whom this bill is a priority in her last year as Senate president, says she's focused on the cost of unmet needs.
The cost of people whose families go into decline, they lose their homes, they lose their jobs, they become a burden to the taxpayer because they need treatment. The cost of not doing something isn't acceptable.
The bill includes new overdose reporting requirements and addiction specialists in some courts. It also expands a program that monitors prescriptions for painkillers. These projects and many others will be funded by $20 million in the state budget approved earlier this month. A spokesperson for Governor Patrick says he's reviewing the substance abuse bill. Supporters and opponents say they expect him to sign it. Remember, it was Patrick who in March declared that Massachusetts must address opiate abuse as a public health emergency. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.